One of the reasons why SoundForge from Sonic Foundry has become so popular with audio professionals in the blind community is because of its adherence to Windows concepts. It's like dealing with a word processor, but for sound. Well, an application that takes that even further in terms of being able to move around by sentence and paragraphs within an audio file is the APH, American Printing House Program, Studio Recorder. This is a really impressive tool. Really, it's designed for recording spoken word audio. For example, when I'm doing news briefs, I've been using Studio Recorder, as I've come to know the application, for the last few weeks, and it's made the recording of things like news briefs on main menu a breeze, a whole lot more pleasurable than using an application such as SoundForge. So I'd like to detail this application and also note that it's extremely accessible. There are no scripts that I'm running with it. I don't know whether scripts exist. If they do, I've had no cause to go and seek them because it's just so accessible right out of the box. The documentation is also very accessible from the American Printing House. You can get audio documentation if you prefer to follow along with the audio. If you like good written documentation, it's there too. It comes downloaded with the application, and it's one big HTML file with nice anchor links to all the different sections at the top by way of a table of contents. And also, if you have a screen reader that supports moving by headings, then the headings are properly marked up in the document and you can move by different levels of heading and get to the information that you want nice and quickly. It's very well formatted, very well written documentation. Let's open up Studio Recorder, and because I've come to use this quite frequently, I've assigned a hotkey to it, but you can go to the Start menu and choose Programs and then press the S key repeatedly until you find Studio Recorder. But I'm going to press Ctrl-Alt-U, which is the hotkey I've assigned to Studio Recorder. And in this demonstration, I'm running JAWS for Windows version 4.51. We're using the DeckTalk XS32 speech synthesizer. I'll press Ctrl-Alt-U, and you'll notice that it's quite a slim application. It doesn't take long to load.
Studio Recorder Document 1. Document 1.
There you go, it's already up. And you'll also notice that it talks about Document 1. The whole concept here is that you're dealing with documents, because this application, as I understand it, is being used by a number of talking book studios. So it's really designed for the professional who is recording spoken word material. We've got a standard menu bar at the top of the screen, and if I tap the Alt key, we'll take a quick look.
File.
Alt-F.
Edit.
Alt-E.
View.
Alt-V.
Transport.
Alt-T.
Navigation.
Alt-N.
Special.
Alt-S.
Process.
Alt-T.
Playback.
Alt-L.
Options.
Alt-O.
Window.
Alt-W.
Help.
Alt-H.
Now that is one long menu bar. Lots of features in Studio Recorder for us to take a look at. Just to give you a quick feel for how this works and to show you how impressive it is, I'm actually going to load an old copy of news briefs from a main menu from a wee while back. We'll just do a Ctrl-O to open a file.
Open dialog.
And now we'll Shift-Tab to get into the list.
Folder view list view. mm1222.org.
Right, that is the news briefs file I want, so I'm going to press enter. And note that if we check the status line,
stop 00:04:54.457/00:14:04.
So we are some way into the file. That's because you can configure Studio Recorder to remember your place in a file. If I just press the space bar now, which is the play key, last week they said the technology we're in there. Now I'm going to go to the top of the file with the control home key, so that's a standard Windows command to get to the top of a file.
Blank.
And now if I check the status line,
stop 00:00:00:00.00/00:14:04.52320 hertz 16-bit mono plus 0000CTMK43TN0 north.
Let's press the space bar. And there's the news briefs music. If I press the space bar again, it pauses at the cursor position, so that's not like SoundForge, and it can be quite confusing if you alternate between SoundForge and Studio Recorder because they don't work the same. If I press the, if I go to the top of the file and then press space and enter, enter would pause it in SoundForge, but in fact, it's taken us to the beginning of the file, And not move this along in the file. So, woo, it's confusing if you're used to using SoundForge. But that's okay. It's nothing wrong with that. It's just a slightly different series of commands. Now, I'm going to show you now that by using the down arrow and up arrow keys, Studio Recorder tries to allow you to navigate by sentence. This may involve a little bit of configuration on your part, depending on how heavily you breathe and the background noise and things like that. I've got it working reasonably well, so let me show you. When I press the down arrow key,
a move that'll put the 54-year-old chief executive fully in charge of running the
world. And I'll press down arrow again.
Carson's unanimously elected.
If I press up arrow,
a move that'll put the 54-year-old
back to the previous sentence.
Carson's unanimously elected.
His rapid selection only days after
Carson's, who has paid several $1 million,
case has been paid $1 million annually.
The U.S. Defense Department.
And now we're on to the next story.
For the directive drafted as
so, down arrow and up arrow simply move you to the next sentence and the previous sentence respectively. There are other navigation commands as well. Let's show you what they are. We'll just bring up the navigation menu with Alt-N.
Previous sentence, up arrow. Next sentence, down arrow. Previous paragraph, control plus up arrow.
So just as in Windows here, control and up arrow and control and down arrow will move you between the next and the previous paragraph. What Studio Recorder is doing here is saying that if there's a pause of a certain length, it's detecting that as a sentence. If there's a pause of a slightly larger length, it is detecting that as a paragraph. Obviously, you've got to learn to get into the habit of leaving appropriate gaps, but the amount of gaps that it looks for in any of these cases is configurable in the options dialog. So if I use my control down arrow now,
a move that'll put the 54-year
blank.
This paragraph may be too.
Now, what's happened there is that I believe JAWS is playing havoc with this, with its control down arrow for the paragraph. If I unload JAWS, so JAWS is now unloaded, and I think we'll find that if I do a control down arrow,
the U.S. Defense Department is worried.
Right, we're on to the second story in news briefs now.
So you think you cleaned all your personal.
Now we're on to the third story in news briefs, so it is working.
Well, two of them still contained recoverable data.
Okay, I must have had a big gap there for some reason.
Quality of hard drive. The same power lines that bring.
There we now on to the next story.
Televisions and toasters made
the United States Supreme Court.
On to the next story.
They upheld lengthy.
Microsoft said last week it will make.
There we go. So it is actually taking me from story to story in news briefs now that I've got it configured correctly to suit the way that I deliver stuff, just with a control down arrow and control up arrow. It's not foolproof, but it works, I guess, now that I've got it set up about 90-odd% of the time. Now, it sounds like what you would need to do, though, if you're using this with JAWS and if it's a feature that you're going to use often, is go in and undefine the control down arrow and control up arrow functions so that it's not doing the JAWS looking for the next paragraph, which is creating havoc with this control. I'm just going to load JAWS up again and we'll just bring back the DeckTalk Access 32 and now we're back in business. Let's look at other navigation options by going to Alt-N for the navigation menu.
Previous sentence, up arrow. Next sentence, down arrow. Previous paragraph, control plus up arrow. Next paragraph, control plus down arrow. Previous section, Alt plus up arrow.
These are even larger gaps, and I don't think we would have any luck with this in something like news briefs, but it would be like it's trying to say that you'd probably leave a larger gap even than the gaps you're leaving for paragraphs if you're going into the next chapter, for example, of a book. And so it allows you to define that pause as well, of course.
Next section, Alt plus down arrow. Previous mark, control plus page up.
Just as in most audio editors, you can set marks in a file. Perhaps you're recording an interview or something like that. This happens to me, and I ask a question and need to rephrase it because it's just such a mess. And you can put a mark in the file and come back to it easily.
Next mark, control plus page down.
A.
Previous tone, Alt plus page up.
T.
Yes, because this is designed for recording spoken word material, including talking books, it will take you back to the previous and next tone. So this is quite good if you have a tutorial that's also tone indexed, but it happens to be, say, an MP3 format. You can bring this in and zip around from one tone to another.
Next tone, Alt plus page down.
Oh.
Previous CD block unavailable. Left race unavailable. Next CD block unavailable. Right race unavailable. Previous sentence.
And then we're back. So that's a look at the navigation functions. You can obviously move in a pretty conventional way. If I press the space bar,
prized source code,
I can now press the right arrow key
governmental agencies
and move a little bit.
Where company has ordinance with the Russian government to allow free.
And I can use alt right arrow to move further. And there's also a scrubbing function. If I use the control key and the arrow keys, now as long as I've got the control key held down, it loops it. It's moving very tiny amounts. As soon as I let up on the control key, it, well, listen to that, it's looping. Okay. As soon as I let up on the control key, it stops that sort of looping effect. So that's scrubbing, which many people like, and of course, people like Brian Hartgen for Windowise and the Snowman for Jaws have had to spend quite some time trying to make SoundForge do scrubbing functions. It's all built in here with Studio Recorder. To deal with the speed of playback, sometimes you may have recorded something and you want to proof it, but you don't necessarily want to sit and listen to it at a regular speed. Well, Studio Recorder has that covered as well. We'll do an Alt-L now to bring up the playback menu.
Increase volume F2.
V.
Decrease volume shift plus F2.
O.
Restore volume unavailable. Control plus F2.
L.
So there's a syntax here that you'll notice applies to all of these playback functions. They're all on the same function key with shifted and not shifted and control.
Increase rate. F3.
Up.
Decrease rate. Shift plus F3. Restore rate unavailable. Control plus F3. Increase pitch. F8. Decrease pitch. Shift plus F8. Restore pitch unavailable. Control plus F8. Increase volume F2.
Now we're back. So I'm going to start playing it now.
...of the marketplace and shouldn't...
And I'm going to press F3.
...the agreement says. These companies include Microsoft, IBM, Intel...
Let's whack it a few more times.
...and they'll also announce support for aggressive enforcement against digital pirates. In exchange, the Recording Industry Association of America...
So it's increasing the speed without increasing the pitch.
...to share music and movies. Technology companies have argued that the controls are too expensive and complex. The agreement attempts to head off government intervention and the rising debate over what consumers can do with copyrighted material they purchase. The battle of copyrights between Hollywood and Silicon Valley.
Okay, that's as fast as it can go.
The agreement explicitly isolates the powerful Motion Picture Association of America, which was notably absent from the deal's participants. The MPAA has...
Now I can immediately press Control F3.
And finally, airline Lufthansa and plane maker Boeing.
And we're back. Now I'll... Let's take a look at the pitch.
Introduced
we'll press F8
and internet connectivity on flight
repeatedly.
The German airline offered the service called Lufthansa Flyer on a non-deal flight basis, and its contract began April 1992.
And now a quick press of Control F8.
Broadband speed.
And I think I can slow it down.
Available to
yes,
all
I can.
Classes of passengers. And that's needs bridge.
Oh, I don't think he's ever sounded better, do you? So, lots of flexibility here over the speed and the pitch. That ability to increase the speed of what you're playing back has saved me an inordinate amount of time because I like to proof the material that I put together, and time is of the essence, and so to be able to proof it and have it go at speed is a very nice feature indeed. So those are the playback functions. You can also, of course, deal with volume as well, although because we use a mixer here in the ACB radio studio, that's generally not of of relevance. But if you use a sound card and you don't have access to a mixer, then it could be quite convenient depending on your setup. Let's just close this document now. I'll just press Control F4. And if I check the status line,
star plus 0000 CTN.
I want to open a new document. So to do that, I'm going to press Control N.
Document 2.
And it automatically says Documents 2. All I need to do to record is press the F6 key. If I just press F6, I can say, this is Jonathan Mosen recording, and now I'm going to make a deliberate mistake because I want to show you how easy it is to go back and just rewind and record over from where you left off. This is like if you're familiar with the olden days. Okay, I want to fix that, so let's go back. I just hit the escape key, and I'm going to press the play key, and then page up. You're familiar with the olden days. This is record over from where you left off. This is like, right, so you can hear this is where I want to come in. So let's go back and do that by just simply pressing F6 in the middle of the playback to get back into recording. If you're familiar with the olden off, this and record over from where you left off. And now I've just dropped in to replace that nonsense about the olden days, because what I was going to say was that this relates to the old times when you might be in an analog recording studio and do a drop-in. Now, not being able to do a drop-in is something I've missed. Let's go back and listen to how that worked. The olden days, dropped in where you left. Easy it is, because I want to make a deliberate mistake. Okay, so I'm just page up and page downing through here. Record over from where you left off. And now I've just dropped in to replace that nonsense about the olden days, because what I was going to say was that. So there we go, it was a nice smooth drop-in. And all I did was, as soon as I got to the point where I wanted to talk and replace what I'd recorded, I just pressed the F6 key, the record key, and it immediately drops me in and records over. This is great because generally the best technique to use in many of these digital editors these days is to record, and when you make a mistake, to just put a mark in the file, drop a mark there, and keep going. And then what you do is you go back and you go to all of the marks that you've made and you edit around them so that you have a nice clean production. Well, I actually find it more to my liking, maybe because I have worked in analog studios for years, to drop in this way, so that I hear the end of my last sentence, hit record, and I immediately continue from where I left off. It's great. And so drop-ins are possible with the Studio Recorder application. There are other functions, and let's see if we can find the transport menu, which I guess must be Alt-T.
Play, space, or F5.
So there's the play key.
Play looped. Control plus space.
Arrow.
Similar to many other editors, you can loop the playback of what you're listening to.
Stop unavailable. Escape or F4 unavailable.
F.
Rewind. Left arrow or F11.
W.
So you do have choices. Some people prefer to work exclusively with function keys, and that is provided for.
Forward. Right arrow or F12. Alternate rewind. Alt plus left arrow or Alt plus F11. Alternate forward Alt plus right arrow.
So it just takes you slightly farther through the file.
Beginning. Control plus home. End. Control plus end. Record. Or F6.
R.
Record insert. Shift plus or shift plus F6.
I.
Scrub back. Control plus left arrow or control plus F11.
We've shown you that.
Scrub forward. Control plus right arrow or control plus F12. Stop at start unavailable. Enter unavailable. Stop all unavailable. Shift plus escape. Selection submenu.
C.
And we'll cover selecting a little bit later.
Pre/slash post roll submenu.
Slash.
Go to time dot dot dot. G.
G.
Play.
So there's a lot of things here. Now, you will have seen that there is the insert ability here, so let's see if we can manage something like that. We'll go to the top of the file. This is Jonathan Mosen recording, and now I'm going to make... Okay, so what I'm going to do is try and stop after the word recording. This is Jonathan Mosen recording, and oops, didn't quite make it. This is Jonathan Mosen recording. All right, that's just perfect. Now, we're in the right place for me to press Shift and F6 and insert in here. So let's press Shift F6, and I'll just say, and I hope you're enjoying this presentation on Studio Recorder for main menu. Now, let's just play that back. This is Jonathan Mosen recording, and I hope you're enjoying this presentation on Studio Recorder for main menu. And now I'm going to make a deliberate mistake. Now, my sound card driver makes a little glitch at the end of recordings in Studio Recorder. I don't know why that is. I'm using the Sound Blaster Audigy under Windows XP. But apart from that, which is not Studio Recorder's fault, that was a nice little insertion. Just by pressing F6 at the cursor position, it pushes all of the existing recorded material to the right. And that's all there is to it. So that's how you can insert material in Studio Recorder. You can also punch in. There are methods by which you can determine how many seconds you're going to punch in to the recording, and that's possible as well. You can actually select material and then record over the selection. So there's lots of flexibility for the audio engineer who wants to get quite complex with doing replacements of certain bits of text, inserting before bits of text, that kind of thing. You really are doing word processing, and that's in a very literal sense, because this is kind of a word, spoken word focused application. Now I'm going to keep recording in the file, so I'll press Control End. And we're going to invent a scenario that says that all of this nonsense is eventually going to end up on a cassette of some kind, because I want to demonstrate that it's really easy to place a tone. So let's just record something here. Chapter 1, Introduction. Main Menu is broadcast on ACB Radio, the talk of the blind community, at 1 Universal Time on Wednesdays. That's 9 Eastern Daylight Time and 6 Pacific on ACB Radio Mainstream. What a lot of nonsense. All right, let's stop it, because now I'm going to put a tone in here. What we have to do with the tone is we have to press the Place Tone command at the point at which we want the tone to end. And the tone lasts for 7 seconds. So let's go back here. I'm on blind broadcast. Main menu is broadcast. Main menu, that should be about right. So I'm going to press the T command now. And it has placed a tone. Let's go back and listen to that. I've missed. Let's go back and listen. Chapter 1, Introduction. Main menu is broadcast on. I think that's about a good place for that tone. And all I did was went to the point at which I wanted the tone to end and then pressed the letter T. It's also on the special menu. But that's all I had to do. I just pushed the letter T. Now, I'm going to go back onto that tone. There it is now. And if I press Shift T, main menu, the tone's gone. So you can take the tones away afterwards if you find that you've put a tone somewhere where you don't want the tone to be. Let's see what else we can do from the special menu, since we've talked about some of the features in the special menu.
Place tone. T. Remove tone. Shift plus T. Remove all tones unavailable.
Oh.
So you can go into the special menu. There's no hotkey for that because you want to be a bit careful, but you can go into the special menu, and if you want to take all the tones away, you can do that. Now, the advantage of that is that you could tone index a version of a file for cassette, then you could remove all of the tones with one keystroke and save it as a different file. So if you were creating an MP3 file for online listening where you may not want tones to be on there, so you could do that easily.
Mark position, M.
M.
So you can create a mark in this file at any point, and this is very similar to the concept of marking that you find in other audio editors.
Clear mark. Shift plus M.
C.
Name mark unavailable. N unavailable.
So when you're on a mark, you can give it a name just by pressing the N key, and that can be quite useful.
Clear all marks unavailable.
A.
Show marks dot dot dot. H.
You can bring up a dialog of all of the marks in a file and get to them that way.
Place tone. T.
And now we're back to the top of the special menu. The processing in Studio Recorder is somewhat limited. Let's go and have a look at what there is with Alt-P for the process menu.
Insert silence dot dot dot.
Yes.
That's very useful because you may want to insert a bit of silence for the purposes of creating a tone or any number of reasons.
Mute unavailable.
M.
Linear fade in unavailable. Linear fade out unavailable. Insert silence dot.
So I would have thought there would at least have been a normalizing function on this process menu, but perhaps that might come in a future version. Let's take a look at selection now. Again, I was slightly curious that they haven't chosen to implement the shift key with the standard Windows keys for selecting, but there are still ways that you can select. Let's see what we can do here. The Mosin recording, and I hope you're enjoying this presentation. Right, let's try and get rid of that sentence. Recording. So I've pressed the escape key, and now I'm going to press the left bracket key, which is a pretty standard selection key in sound editors for whatever reason. I don't know how that became a convention, but it appears to be. So we'll press that, and then we'll keep playing. And I hope you're enjoying this presentation on Studio Recorder for Main Menu. And now I'll press the right bracket key and delete.
Blank.
Now that should have gone. Let's just play it and check. This is Jonathan Mosin recording. And now I'm going to make a deliberate... There we go. And again, that little new at the end there is my sound driver. It's not a reflection of the studio recorder package. So I have deleted that now, using the left bracket key to begin the selection, the right bracket to end it, and then I can delete. You can, of course, copy to the clipboard and paste to a new document and do all sorts of other things. And selection options and deletion options are available from the edit menu. Let's take a look at what's inside there.
Undo. Control plus Z.
So an undo function does exist. If I wanted to undo that, I just press Control Z, and it will return that sentence that we took out back again.
Selection submenu.
S.
In the selection submenu we have...
Start selection. Left bracket.
F.
End selection. Right bracket.
E.
Select all. Control plus A.
F.
Select a beginning.
D.
Select to end.
N.
Set selection dot dot dot. Control plus E.
This is another really useful thing. You can just press Control E and we get the following dialog.
Set selection dialog. Start time. Start time edit. 00:05.901.
So it defaults to the current cursor position as the start time, but you can change that.
End time edit. 00:05.901. Length edit. 00:00.000.
So you can enter a length to select.
OK button.
And there's the OK. So that's another way to make a selection. Let's see what else is in the selection submenu.
Selection, start, select all, select to begin, select to end, set select, select left channel only unavailable, Control plus L.
L.
In a stereo file, because this is mono, you can select only one channel if you wish.
Select right channel only unavailable, Control plus R. Select what channel is unavailable, Control plus H. Clear selection. C.
C.
So you can just press the C key to clear your selection at any time.
Recall selection unavailable. Shift plus C.
Now the recall selection feature will recover a previously cleared selection and it sets the beginning of the selection at the current cursor position. So that's an interesting feature. And there we have... the selection submenu in the edit menu. There are other things we can do within the edit menu. Let's take a look at them.
Undo. Cut unavailable. Copy unavailable. Control plus C. Paste unavailable. Control plus V.
All standard stuff, of course.
Paste a new document unavailable. Control plus D. Delete unavailable. Del unavailable.
D.
So as we did before, once you've made a selection, you can just press the delete key to delete that selection.
Delete to beginning.
D.
Delete to end.
E.
Clear clipboard unavailable.
L.
Undo all.
O.
Undo. Control plus...
And that's the edit menu. So some basic selection methods here, and they seem to work pretty well. Now, if we make a selection, let's, for example, this is Jonathan Mosen. I'll just mark the beginning here. Recording. And now I'm going to make... And we'll... And if I press shift with the spacebar now that we've made a selection... Recording. And now I'm going to make, and that will play the current selection recording. And now I'm going to make, so that allows you to hear what it is that you've selected and what would happen, what you would take out if you deleted that. I'm going to close the document that we've been recording now.
Studio recorder dialog. Save changes to document 2. Yes button.
And no, I don't want to save, so we'll open a new document.
Document 3.
And now I'm going to press Control B.
Record bell dialog. Enable the record bell checkbox not checked.
The record bell is a very interesting feature because it allows a bell, a tone of some kind, to be sounded. The idea is that you'd probably have the channel on which your sound card was going to sound this bell in queue so that as you're recording you would only hear it on your headphones. This is so that after a predetermined time, an audio cue will be sounded to try and give you a chance to wind up. For example, if I was recording a main menu show and I was recording an interview, and because of other commitments I knew we only had 25 minutes for this interview, I could set it at, say, 23 minutes to give me a chance to wind up the interview. So we'll check this box.
Checked.
And press the tab key.
Ring bell when time reaches edit. 00.
So we have minutes colon seconds here. So I'm going to put this to 30 seconds.
Repeat bell after edit. 00.
And we'll have it repeat every 10 seconds. And now we'll press OK.
OK. Document 4.
Now I'm going to start recording. This is Jonathan Mosen, and after 30 seconds of waffle, which can't come soon enough for you, I'm sure, we will get the bell, and the bell will remind me that 30 seconds has elapsed, and I need to think about doing whatever I need to do. If I'm reading a book, of course, I'd probably want to find an appropriate place to pause. This could be used for a narrator to say, please turn your tape over, or whatever they say. I think we're just about ready for the bell. Any time now, he says with some degree of hope. 30 seconds can be a long time when you just waffle. There we go, there's 30 seconds. And so after 10 seconds thereafter, every 10 seconds, it's going to go ping again. Any time now, I do believe. It was a bit muted there, but it certainly rang a bell. This is Main Menu on ACB Radio, and my name's Jonathan Mosen. And I was hoping to say that the name rings a bell, but... okay, it only repeated after the first 10 seconds. Okay, I thought that it would repeat every 10 seconds, but it doesn't. All right. So, but that's the bell feature. Good if you need to stop after a certain period. I'm just going to go in and turn that off, though.
Record, enable the record bell checkbox checked.
Not checked.
There are other features that came from the options menu. Another interesting one, let's go and have a look at this, is different tones that you can put in your audio.
Toggles check. Auto rewind. Auto play on up. Autoplay on navigation check. Autoplay on window. Intercom mode.
Aye.
I haven't had any direct experience of intercom mode, but I understand it works with mono recordings and it allows you to use your sound card as an intercom. If you want to have a fool around with that, you have to look at the manual because it's not something I'm equipped to do or really equipped to test in any way.
Intercom settings dot dot dot. Record bell dot dot dot. Control plus V.
That's what we've been playing with.
Wind groove dot dot dot. Control plus G.
Now this is what I wanted to show you. Let's go and have a look at this.
Select wind groove dialog. List box. Factory default.
Another really interesting feature about this program is the audio cues feature. This allows you to set up 9 different wave sounds that you can put into your file just by pressing the numbers 0 through 9. So in fact it's 10 different sounds. And you can press these keys any time in your in-studio recorder. Adding them is pretty easy. It's just a case of defining a group and defining the path and adding the files. Once you've done that, if I just and it does come with factory defaults, I'll press the number 1 now. There we go, ping. And I can press that repeatedly. Now 2, 3. Oh, I like that one. Sounds like Bewitched. Now, wasn't that a good program? When are they going to play Bewitched again? Then, number 4. Oh, that sounds even more like Bewitched. Number 5. 6. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a quiz show, that one. And number 7. Number 8. Yeah. And number 9. That rings a bell. And then 0. So you've got 10 slots to put whatever file you want in there. I could even put the main menu music in there. So let's close this file
Studio.
And not save it. And then
document 5.
We're now into a new document. I'll press F6 to start recording. And then, as you can see, this will come through the file. This is Jonathan Mosen saying, now I will evaporate in a cloud of dust. Lovely. Goodbye. And now when we play that file back... This is Jonathan Mosen saying, now I will evaporate in a cloud of dust. Lovely. Goodbye. And so, that is that feature. It can be used, I'm sure, for some very practical purposes if you want to put audio cues in there, have 9 different files, 10 different files, just at the press of a key that get inserted into your file. The options are quite comprehensive. There's an options menu, as we can see, and then we can go into the settings and have a quick look at what's in here. It's a multi-page dialog.
General tab.
And we're on the general tab to begin with.
Time edit, 1.000.
So this tells us that it's going to go through a second at a time through the file when you press your left and right arrow keys for rewind and fast forward.
Alternate time edit. 60.000.
So when you use the alternate rewind and fast forward, it's going to go forward by a minute.
Move time edit. 0.030.
OM.
Now that controls how far the scrubbing time is going to move. which should be a very small amount generally.
Playtime edit, 0.060.
And that's how much is played when you're scrubbing.
Pre-roll time edit, 3.000.
There are some functions in here which use a pre-roll time. In other words, they will play a little bit of the audio before you begin to record. And this controls how much of the previous audio you hear.
Post-roll time edit, 3.000.
And similarly, that controls how much of the audio you hear after your, say, recording. This is useful, for example, when you do punch-in recordings.
Transport radio button checked.
These radio buttons relate to, I think, a visual slider that's at the bottom of the window, so I haven't had much to do with this.
Use tone sounds checkbox checked.
And yes, this is checked, so the tone sounds will be used.
Remember place in files checkbox checked.
I quite like this because it means that if I'm doing some editing of a document and I have to go away and do something else, when I load the document back again, it immediately picks up from where I left off, which is excellent.
OK button.
So that's the general tab.
Wave colors tab.
Now, the wave colors I'm not going to fool with, but they will be important if you have some vision.
Navigation tab.
And now here we're on to the navigation tab.
Navigation page. Use zero in any field for the default setting. Minimum pause edit, 0.500.
So this is to do with the pauses that it's looking for when you move forward by sentence and paragraph, etc., and section. I've adjusted these to suit my delivery and have got it to a pretty good state now.
Timeout edit, 0.1. Minimum pause edit, 1.000. Timeout edit, 0.2.
And the timeout options here refer to if it doesn't find an appropriate pause, a pause of an appropriate length, how far is it going to look before it times out and just drops you anywhere?
Minimum pause edit, 1.900. Timeout edit, 10. Threshold debris edit, -15.
That's important in terms of the threshold, the sensitivity of the package in terms of detection of pauses. If you are a bit of a noisy breather, you may need to lessen the threshold.
OK button. Navigation tab. Paths tab.
And the paths is pretty straightforward, of course.
Advanced tab.
And we have some advanced options here.
Advanced page. Source up edit, 400.
This is great because this allows you to instigate a bit of a fade-in for the recording. The reason why that's important is that because it's such a responsive application, if you don't have any fade-in period at all, chances are that you'll get on your recording the sound of your key click when you hit the F6 key on a drop-in, or indeed at the beginning of a recording. Just by introducing a slight fade, and I've found in my situation about 400 milliseconds seems to do it, you get rid of that click of the key going down when you drop in.
Destination done edit, 0.
You can also have a fade out if you like as well. The destination fades out as well as your recording fading in.
Fast file open checkbox checked. Loop corrupts checkbox checked.
If you don't want that looping effect we heard before where you hold the control key down on scrubbing, you can turn it off here by unchecking this checkbox.
Allow undo checkbox checked.
Yeah, we want that.
Auto punch in recording checkbox checked.
Okay.
Port combo box, none. Pitch taps and set it, 100.
Yes.
Port com 1, none.
I think the port option relates to some sort of like remote control type function. You can connect a remote control device to this so you don't have to use the keyboard.
Pitch taps and set it, 100.
This relates to how sensitive the F8 key is to pitch changes.
OK button.
And there we have it. Another nice thing about this studio recorder application is that it will support multiple sound cards. So in my case, the sound card I prefer to use, the Audigy, for editing is not the Windows system default sound card. That's so that I can have my screen reader speech going through a different sound card from the one that I use for sound applications like Winamp and SoundForge and indeed Studio Recorder. So you can select that no problem just by pressing a Control W.
Select Wave Devices dialog. List box. EMU 10KX Audio D000.
So you can select
List box. EMU Okay.
Playback and recording devices, so they can be different if you want, just by pressing Control W. You can also specify what your default recording parameters are going to be. And we can also, it will only generally save as WAV files, but it can also export to MP3. Let's have a look at the file menu, because we haven't been there yet.
New, Control plus N, open dot dot dot, Control plus O, close, Control plus F4, save, Control plus S, save as dot dot dot, save all dot dot dot,
L.
Yes, you can have multiple documents open, because this is an MDI, a multiple document interface system.
Properties, Alt plus Enter.
T.
Now, if we bring up the properties, let's see what we can do in here.
Buffer properties dialog. Path length type RIF slash WAV PCM sample rate 44,100 bits per sample 16 channels mana. Close button.
Alt C.
So that's only a read-only dialog that will tell us a bit about the file. Let's keep going down through here.
Properties. Select format dot 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 unavailable. Control plus M.
Now, you can select a format when you have a new document. So, let me just close this now and show you this.
Studio.
Now we'll create document. A new document.
Document 3.
And now I'm going to press Control M.
Select WAV format dialog. Sample rate edit compo. 44,100.
Alt E.
So you can select a default WAV format, as I have. And so this is what the default properties are, but you can change them. You can go all the way down.
48,000. 11,000.
You can go down to 11.
22,050. 24,000. 32,000. 44,100. 48,000. 88,200. 96,000. 192,000.
Well, that's a high quality file, isn't it? Let's go back down to 44.
20, 32. 44. 16 bits radio button checked.
Alt 1.
And you can have 8 bits as well.
Bits
and 32.
24 bits radio. 16.
Oh, so quite a lot of selection there.
Mono radio button checked.
Alt
and M. We can make mono or stereo.
Stereo mono radio. OK button.
And there we are. So that is a brief look at the Studio Recorder program. You can find out more by going to the American Printing House's website at www.aph.org. And you can download a demo of this application from there. If you buy it, they can unlock it for you. I think it's about a couple of $100. And I think it's a fantastic program. I'm using it more and more for the recording of basic spoken word material. Now, I mean, this is no replacement for SoundForge. In many respects, they do different things. I still use and love my SoundForge for complex mixing of music and talk and applying all sorts of crazy effects for major bits of audio production. But for straight out reading things onto the hard drive and editing that and proofing things back in spoken word form at speed, jumping around from sentence to paragraph and things to quickly do what I need to do in a document to tidy it up, I am finding that this is absolutely superb. So do check it out if you're in this little business of recording a lot of spoken word material. It is Studio Recorder and one of the many interesting programs you'll find at www.aph.org.